Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. Yeah.
Hello, friends of the podcast. I can't even one up that. That's the thing, right? Because I never know where you're coming. I don't know if it's going to be Opera Sam, Funky Cool Medina Sam, Push It Real Good Sam. Sam's coming, right? What's that meme that I sent to the HHG and it said, I'm a respectful mom until they play Salt and Pepper and then I push it real good.
Push it real good. And she was doing that at
the bar. She was pushing it real good, right? our girl got the moves of a 20-year-old.
I believe we have some Instagram evidence of that.
No, because we took it down.
No! Was she upset?
I don't know. She wasn't upset by any means. I think she was just kind of like, oh my God, I'm 50.
She's not just 50. She's 52.
And I think she was like, why am I the only one pushing it real good?
Oh, that's funny.
All right. Isn't that funny?
That night, we all believed we were back in the 80s and we were teenagers and we were having some fun.
Can't wait till we do it again. Friends of the podcast, hello. If I didn't already say hello.
You did.
I did.
Oh my God, you're forgetting stuff. That's not good.
Because I got a polka dot brain. A polka dot brain. Which I think sounds better than Mike saying your brain's like a sieve. I'm just saying, right? I prefer to go with polka dot.
Let's go with polka dots.
I get it. Samantha.
Sounds fun and friendly.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah? You survived Christmas?
Oh, dear God, Christmas kicked my ass and then decided to kick it one more time just for fun.
Yeah, you took days off after
Christmas. Oh, my God, I never should have. I just should have kept working because the worst thing I did was take a day off.
You can't stop. That's the problem,
Oh, my
right?
God, because my body was like, you've stopped.
You can't. Oh my God. You just got to be like, won't stop, can't stop, won't stop, can't stop.
Yeah, so now everything's falling apart, so it's all good.
Well, speaking of falling apart, guess what? Christmas is officially friggin' over and done. You know how you know this?
Why?
Because there was no oranges in the box at the co-op.
Oh, damn.
Right? Mike comes home from the groceries. I'm like...
You'll just have to go back to the regular.
I don't... Because... I'll go back to the regular in like March and April. It's too hard to go back to the regular right now when you've had it on easy street peeling oranges for a month.
This is
and
true.
Now you think I can just go back to like hard peel?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. No. But I mean, that's the sign Christmas is done. It's gone.
Gone.
Co-op kicked it to the curb. Sorry.
Bye-bye.
Right? The oranges back in China. Back in Mandarin, wherever they go, wherever they live.
Oh my God, stop.
That's where they're gone, right? They've gone back.
All right, okay.
Oh, I'm so upset.
Okay, but I feel like what we did last night should have put you back in a favorable mood.
I had so much fun.
We had so much fun.
It's like we found our Hey Soul Sisters.
We are talking about Mouse and Weens, two lovely sisters who do a podcast called Mouse and Weens, and one lives in San Diego and the other one lives in Hollywood.
They're from America. Da, da, da.
Or is it LA? Does she live in LA or Hollywood?
LA.
Sorry, I liked Hollywood.
I think LA is still pretty darn cool.
Yeah, it is pretty close.
Right?
And they are lovely. It's Jolie and Juliana.
Jolie? Right? Joelle.
Is it Jolie or Joelle? Jolie.
We just went with their stage names,
Mouse and Weens.
Right, you but, and I, we got no stage names. Eh?
No,
Lisa
we don't.
And Sam.
Lisa and Sam. Boring. But
they thought we were cute. And I'm like,
I know. That's so sweet.
Right? You know what? And, every now and then you got to take that.
Yes. And you know what? We had such a good time. We learned way too much about a garden gnome and what that possibly could represent.
So, because I just always thought it just meant like creepy little thing in your garden. Okay. I never thought it meant if I live in San Diego, I'm open for swinging.
It's some freaky shit that happens in San Diego.
Right? I tell you know what? It just goes to our theory about America, right? They didn't believe that we were talking. They thought we were fibbing them about our money.
Yeah.
Remember, she's like, the one girl was like, oh, what'd she call it? A badger?
A horn? No, she called, is it a horn? And I'm like, no.
A bugle. Oh, you have the bugle. Nope. It's not like a cracker or a chip that they sell in the grocery stores, those bugles.
Yes, but it was
not our money.
We like, they're like, you have colored money? That's like Monopoly.
It's so funny because I've always thought that Canadians, I think we seem to know, and this is just my own legend in my own mind, that we seem to know more about America than America ever knows about Canada.
Well, because America's bigger. Like, let's be honest.
And it's more exciting, right?
They got more peoples.
Right? There's just stuff going on there.
But oh my goodness. It was like great conversation. These ladies were fantastic. We did this for the PodFix network. It's called Pod 6. And you asked them 6 questions. And we could have probably kept talking forever with them. They're so fun. They're so coming up with some weird stuff. I loved it.
It's so funny. Check out their podcast. They're really, they're a lot of fun. Okay. You didn't work on Boxing Day, did you?
No, I did not.
So I worked on Boxing Day.
Yeah, sucks to be you.
The HHG, she worked on Boxing Day.
Oh, okay.
So you would not have known, Samantha, in the mall, that there was a pandemic going on.
Why?
It was so busy.
Was it?
It seemed like as though it was busier this Boxing Day than other Boxing Days that I've seen in years.
And I get
because Mike was saying, well, it's probably, they probably looked busier because they've restricted the numbers. Mm-hmm. No, you can restrict the numbers, but just because you're not letting them in the store, they're still lined up outside your store.
Yeah.
So the COVID is still lurking out in the hallway. Right? So the HHG and I, we decided, right, let's go check this out, right? So we went for a walk and we decided we were going to go and have a little snack. So she ordered on her phone, she ordered an A&W bacon and egger.
Uh-huh.
Well, the lineup to get into the food court, it was blocked off. You couldn't even get near the food court.
Oh my God, did you wait to get into the food court?
You didn't even bother to wait. The lineup was going to be that long. It didn't even matter that you had a mobile order waiting.
No.
She got her order like at 6 o'clock that night. She went back and got it.
No.
It was so crazy. And it's like, the world knows. They got the memo that there's the pandemic, right?
Oh,
the
COVID's my God.
Here. Like, did the COVID just skip Saskatoon for Boxing Day?
I don't know. It was just a normal day for us.
Huh. Well, I mean, it was a normal day for us, but people-wise in the mall, I'm
it
like,
was crazy.
What the hell is this? It was so crazy.
Not
it was so crazy.
Cool.
Okay, so the other day, I was in the grocery store. And you know my theory, right? That you can tell the quality of a grocery store by its banana department.
Yes, Lisa, we have discussed this at length before.
But then I decided, well, why don't we just take that one step further? You can actually tell a lot about a person based on a banana. Because bananas kind of reflect people, Samantha.
Oh, dear God. How in the hell did you link that together?
Because, okay, so think of it, right? You know how there's always like, you'll see some people and you'll be like, oh, I think they've let themselves go. That's a bruised up banana. It's a banana that doesn't care, not taking care of itself anymore.
So it's not what type of banana they eat. It's what a banana, what they reflect as the banana.
Yeah. It's what they reflect as the banana. So if you're the green banana, then you're all like, it's like, you're like, I go to the gym, I got a six pack and I work out. You're that's what you represent. If you're just turning from green to yellow, right? Then, you know, you're just kind of like middle of the road, eh? Like, you know, I got a little muffin top happening. There's probably a little bit more I could do, but I'm conscious of things. If you're all spotty and brown and one step away from going into the banana bread, there's no hope.
So there's no middle ground. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think
you're
there's middle ground.
You're either spry and ripe.
Or
you let yourself go and now you're getting thrown into some banana bread.
And now you're just becoming a loaf.
And now you're just a loaf.
You're just becoming a big old loaf. That's right. Can you see the connection?
No, I can't.
What? What do you mean you can't see the connection? How do you not see the connection?
Because in between those three examples of what people can be is the fourth one, which is actually the perfect point of
which is
not quite ripe. Not overripe, but just right. Mm. It is still firm, but yet tasting good. Excellent on a piece of toast.
I don't know.
The accoutrement is good.
I don't think that banana exists.
It does.
I don't think so.
You just have to really pay attention.
Right, you got to put a lot of work in to find that banana. So that's why in my world, that's why in my world that banana doesn't exist, because that banana is high maintenance.
That right? is the high maintenance banana.
It's a high maintenance banana. I don't want that banana in my life.
Oh my God.
Right? I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
You don't ever just look at things and go like,
No, I don't actually. Now. I don't associate people with fruit. Sometimes I associate people with dogs, and sometimes I look at them and I think you look like a skeleton, and then that's really strange. Or,
like you look like a skeleton?
Yeah, sometimes I look at people and I think, you kind of look like a walking skeleton.
a banana one step from the loaf is just so absurd.
Yes, I'm sorry. And then there are people who I think look like their dogs.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. You know. Or maybe the dog looks better.
No, or the dog looks better. Yeah, better right? groomed, potentially.
Could be that too.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we talked about Celebrity IOU last week.
Yes. But I must love that say show.
It is, though, again, I have to go on record as saying the Property Brothers are really weird.
Super weird. They're really super, weird. Super weird.
And they're right? Canadian. So I'm like,
do you think that they walk around thinking that they're not weird? Or do you think there's a part of them that knows they might be a little weird?
Oh, I think they're fully aware that they're strange.
That they're strange.
Yeah. And I think it works for them.
It seems they
have like a million shows. Anyways, Celebrity IOU, I only watch it for the celebrity.
That's the only reason why I'm watching that show.
It's the only one. But it's a feel-good show because they do great things for people, which is really, really nice. But this last one,
Which one?
It was the hottie.
It's the guy Justin on Hartley. This
is yes, the guy.
I just watched it today. Oh yes, This Is Us guy.
I'm only watching it in the hopes that he takes off his t-shirt.
And did you see it?
I saw parts of it.
Shirt stays on.
I know.
And then here's what I thought. Tell me, did you think this when they revealed his best friend? I was like, that's not what I thought your best friend would look like.
That's being judgmental.
I know. I'm wearing my judgy pants right now. I'm just saying.
But they were great. I mean, beautiful work. They did great.
They did. Like
that backyard was amazing.
Yeah. I'm still catching up on last year's, right? Because I'm just new to this show.
Oh, good God.
So this show to me is doing what This Is Us was supposed to do. It's another show that I don't need to watch right from the beginning. I can jump around. I seem to know all the characters, right? It's the two Property Brothers and a celebrity and their friend or their mate or their buddy or whatever, right? So I feel really good. Yes. So the HHG series kind of down the drain there. I just also saw the one with Viola Davis and her best friend.
That's a good one.
Oh, guess what? I had to go into the kitchen and cry. Because you know what I thought, Samantha? All I thought was, oh my God, I would build you a nice room. I would build you a nice room, or I'd build the HHG a nice room.
Oh my God. Just give me the money.
That's what people do, right? That's what people do.
Have you watched the Alice and Janney one, though?
No, not yet.
It's going to make you cry.
Oh, it's so much. There's so many stressors to being in our 50s, hey? Right? God. And then you got to cry, right? Just to top it all off, you got to cry.
Yeah, you know.
I'm just saying, right?
Judgy pants.
I know. You know, it didn't make me cry, though, but I was very thankful for your mom's baking.
Yes.
Guess what? It's gone.
All of it?
All of it, except for the beets.
It was two bags.
Well, that was a week ago.
Oh, my God.
It's all gone. It was all delicious.
You might get a second round because she's got a lot still.
Bring it. Especially if there's more of that white bark crack.
I actually have some.
Do you? I'll take some, please.
No.
I could have some more. I could use a little more. Because Mike doesn't eat that, right?
Oh, he doesn't?
No, that's mine. Yeah, he doesn't eat that stuff. Hey?
Did he appreciate that he got everything. All the jam jams?
They were all for him. Yes. All of them. He appreciated everything. It was all good. Your mom did a little twist on the shortbread cookies.
Peppermint.
Yes, that was good. Nothing wrong with that.
You like that?
Nothing wrong. Yeah, I thought okay. It was just fine. No, zero complaints coming from the Gibsons. Right? I'm in the middle. I've done one jar of beets. I got three more to go.
Oh, dear God.
I know, right? I know. And the shortbread cake?
No. Nope.
Shortbread cookie cake that Christine put the recipe on Facebook for and your mom did?
The gingerbread.
It lived up to it. The gingerbread. Sorry, yeah, the gingerbread.
The gingerbread cake, yeah.
Yeah, it lived up to it. Mm-hmm. I thought.
Christine was excited that mom made it.
I know, right? I felt bad that Christine doesn't live here, right? Because she probably would have enjoyed to have some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know me, I'm not sharing.
Mom was like, I don't know if it's any good. And I'm like, Mom, she said it was good. Dad was like, I had some. It was good.
Your mom says that with everything. She said that today. I snapped a picture of a beet on a fork. And I'm like, look at, I'm eating your beets. Oh, I hope they're good. Oh, of course they're good. Of course they're good. I said they're wonderful.
Yes, yeah. That's a Sperling trait, apparently.
Self-doubters.
Yes. Yes, right? Yes. Sit in judgment of yourself.
Go figure.
Okay, so we're officially getting launched into, again, sit at home on your butt for the next 3 months until the snow goes away.
Yes.
So what would be the hardest TV show to give up?
For me?
Yes.
Well, I got two, right?
Oh.
I got the news. I can't give up the news.
No. Oh, my God.
And General Hospital. So good right now. Sonny's missing, presumed dead. That doesn't just happen very often.
I think he's taking a vacation.
I don't know. Well, on General Hospital, he fell off the bridge and they can't find the body. Right? So
he's just on vacation.
Here's hoping he comes back with amnesia, but he finds Morgan. Because Morgan's blew up years ago, but no body.
Oh.
Right? So it's like I couldn't give up GH right now. No. What about you?
What could I? I don't know. I don't know if I love anything so much that I couldn't give it up.
Really?
Yeah. I think because I dilly-dally, right?
Well, you got some weird shows.
Well, because I'm not a news lover like you.
No.
And whatever's on that's interesting, I'll watch.
Yeah.
Well, what do I watch? Well,
you know, no. What show I want to watch? That new one, Call Your Mother. The comedy that's coming on after The Conners. It looks funny.
Yeah.
It looks funny. Every time I see it, I'm like, oh, I think you're growing on me.
Okay. So it's not a TV show.
Right.
I don't think I could give up Netflix.
And of course you couldn't give up Netflix.
I couldn't.
No, right? I think you would give up a whole lot of other stuff before Netflix goes. You are a Netflixaholic, right?
I'm watching a new one and I'm just like, yeah, thank God for Netflix.
I could give up Netflix. I say to Mike every month, if there's something we want to kick to the curb, just pick that one. It'll be fine. I could care less if I ever had it.
Oh, stop it.
You know.
It's good.
Do you think, I don't think so. Do you think appliances have gotten too fancy?
I wouldn't know.
I know, but okay. You must see commercials and you must dream.
I do. I dream of the coffee pot that does everything by itself. I dream of a stove that cooks by itself. But those have yet to actually be made.
Like they have refrigerators that like you can watch TV. You can look inside without having to open the door.
Yes.
You can like lock your house by touching the fridge. Remember when all the fridge could do was make ice? And before that, all it could do was hold food?
Like, oh, yeah.
Right? Like, I remember my great-grandmother in Calgary, she had a gas stove. And that was when gas stoves were horrible.
Uh-huh.
Now that's all that people want.
Yes, because it's better to cook with, apparently.
Apparently, right?
Apparently.
But then it's like everything's on your smartphone, right? Like you can do your air conditioning on your smartphone. You can do your lights on your smartphone.
Well, if you get a fancy car, you can lock your car from up in the air.
Like, I don't get that. Hey?
Or from like a province away, you can lock your car if you forget.
Do you think that's necessary?
I don't know. Is it? I don't know. Do we forget to lock things? Potentially. Do we forget to turn the heat down in your home and it's just blink, blink, blink on your phone? Yeah.
I don't know.
I just think, one, I'm never going to have a house that does that.
No, me neither.
Two, I would have to be shown probably like a million times on actually how to do that.
At some point, I think we're too old to learn new tricks, right?
Dog you tricks, know. You know, it's the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, here's, you know what, this is my new food, I think, for 2021.
Okay. There's more than just one?
Yeah. This is the one I want to talk about right now.
Okay, all right.
Pigs in the blanket.
That's not new.
How delicious do pigs in the blanket look?
It just feels like too much pastry.
But then maybe we need to go back to like the phyllo pastry.
No, like when it comes to a hot dog, I can barely handle the bun.
Yeah.
Right? So pigs in a blanket to me, like, hey, you know, I have a thing about tarts. I don't like pie that much because of all the dough.
All the crust. You don't like the crust.
I don't like the crust. Like it just, ugh. So I don't like a tart for that very same reason. Like that tart had to be wafer, wafer thin.
Yeah. You and I are not tart compatible. At all.
So your pigs like, in a blanket.
Any type of tart. I don't even have. Do you know? I don't even have guidelines for tarts. I don't even give a shit. Just give me tarts.
No, I have guidelines. I have rules. I have guidelines.
You're the picky one with tarts. I know. So weird. So weird.
I just don't. And I wouldn't eat pigs in a blanket. I would just be like, ugh, too much work.
Like dunk them in a little mustard?
No.
But you also wouldn't eat a corn dog for the same reason.
Yes, I agree.
And a corn dog is just a wonderful delight. There's a TV show on and it's called Carnival Treats.
Yes, I've seen Carnival Eats.
Eats. I just want to go to those carnivals.
Because that's and all eat you their would food. Do is eat.
Right? I just want to go to the carnivals. I don't care about anything else. I just want to eat their food.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That's all I want to do.
Okay. So speaking of, oh my God, things we shouldn't have like corn dogs and all that kind of fun stuff. Facebook Tuesday, you guys. Hi. You have some serious, serious issues about jelly donuts, powdered donuts, and sprinkles. Oh, my God. Don't mention sprinkles. People are losing their shit
over sprinkles. Something so near and dear to my heart.
I know.
And I'm like, the world just forgot about that.
I thought for sure we were going to get fritter crazy because I was like, eh, it's fritter. Boring.
I know, right? Like, who
and
cares?
And everyone,
right?
All of a sudden, it was like, sprinkle, 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 jelly donut, powdered donut, jelly donut, sprinkle, 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 sprinkles.
Paul from the Varmints podcast, he took our powdered donut idea and ran with it on his own social media. And he was like, ban it forever. And then I would say, what about if you use a plate? Ban it. Get rid of it. He had like powdered donut angst.
Oh my God.
I'm like, my goodness, look what we've done to you this morning. Right? We just tied you up in a little knot. Right?
That is so funny. I mean, like, okay, guys, I get it. You know, donuts. Some of you didn't even like donuts. You're like, get rid of them all.
I've never met a person that didn't like a donut until this post. And I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. Do you really not like donuts, guys?
I think so.
Like,
I think
and
it's
then
legit.
Kelly Foster says, I'll just keep the honey dipped Timbits. Nobody even wants that Timbit. Oh, I tell you, I don't even know what to do with these guys on the Tuesdays
anymore.
I don't know.
Like, I thought for sure, you know, the apple fritter was going to be a tossed. And
like, I don't want to put something so obvious like old fashioned plain on there.
Right.
But then knowing our luck, right, they still, oh no, I love an old-fashioned plain. I can dunk it in my coffee. I can have it with my tea. It doesn't get me dirty. There'd be a million reasons why that's the world's best donut, I think.
Yeah, I think, was it the dirty hippie who said it's too hard on your teeth?
Yeah, too hard on your teeth, right? Tastes like hard, like shards of plastic, somebody said. I'm like, what sprinkles are you eating? I got fake teeth and they seem to be okay.
This is true.
I don't know. Oh my goodness, it was fun.
It was very good. It was good this time.
It was good.
It was good.
I don't know how we're going to keep it up for a whole year.
No, neither do I. Actually, I have no clue.
Right? Next time you go to the grocery store, just take a look around, okay?
Keep coming up with some ideas. Switch it up.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to have to go to like pieces of clothing or.
I don't know. We might have like something, right?
Writing instruments, phones.
Yeah, we're going to have to win. I don't know. We're not there yet, but I see it coming.
It's close. It's happening.
It's close.
Okay, so obviously, guys, we just want you to have a lot of fun, and we want you to bring your people to the fun. So join us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Just look it up by just typing in I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. You can find us at pod.link/ismh or ismhhead.podbean.com. The pod link is actually really cool because it actually showcases all the different podcast apps that you can potentially listen to us on. But it would be great if you subscribe to us and downloaded our episodes so that we can kind of figure out how many people are listening to us.
And the beauty with downloading is that then you get it for sure without fail every Thursday.
Exactly. Without
Boom.
Fail.
There it is, baby.
It's there waiting for you like a warm hug.
Yeah, right. Ooh. Oh, hi. It's Lisa and Sam.
Or a high five. Hey.
Hey, here we are. Any way you look at it.
And also, we are part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network and the Podfix network. There's some great podcasts in there, so check it out. And we just mentioned Mouse and Weens. We are now officially their biggest fans, so go listen to them.
They said to us a long time ago that we were their Canadian doppelgangers.
Oh yeah.
Well, and I'm like, I don't even know what that means, but thank you.
Yeah. Well, they're like us, but from the States
and younger.
And sisters.
And a little younger.
Oh, are they?
I think they might be a little bit. I don't think they're 50.
Oh. Well, no. That's okay.
Yeah.
We don't act like we're in our age bracket anyways.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's sometimes to our detriment.
So we feel.
Yeah. Join, guys. We know you know how much we love to interact with you. So keep following us on all of our social platforms and, you know, bring your friends. This is all about.
Bring your friends. Here's Samantha. Here's something. This is some great news. I was so glad to hear this. You know, it was like a feel good story for me. So I'm going to call it Feel Good 2020. Okay. Uh-huh. Netflix corporate executives have decided that they will not receive increases in 2021. They will stay at $20 million a year.
Each?
And I'm like, well, yeah, you will, because nobody else is getting increases in 2021 either. Especially not that much, but.
Oh my God.
You imagine?
Oh my God. You imagine?
And they announced that like as though.
As it was a good thing.
Dear world, you're welcome. Netflix is staying flat this year.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right?
Oh my God.
Dear Netflix, so is the rest of the fucking world.
Oh my God, what do you have to do for $20 million?
Nobody's getting a goddamn raise in nothing. People are just thankful to have a job.
Oh
my God. How
about
you take your $20 million and give it to something really good?
Like a charity?
Like a charity, right? Help your own. Help starts at home.
What could you possibly do with $20 million?
I don't know.
It's a lot of taxes.
It's a lot of tax, right?
Unless you're crafty.
You know what? I don't even care. You know what? The good part is just that, you know what? They've opted to not give themselves an increase.
Yes, that's a good part.
Right? Dear Netflix, you're right. Thank you.
Thank you for staying flat.
Thank you for being like the rest of us and just, you know, bending over and taking one for the team, right? We're just taking one for the team in 2020. Right?
If
they're not going to take an increase, Samantha, guess what? I'm not going to either, okay?
No. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's move on to weirder things.
Okay.
Spam fries. Yes, I said spam fries.
Spam, as in like in the can?
Yes. And the tin says fry-shaped pork fritters.
Oh, I think I just threw up in my mouth.
Say that really fast. Fry-shaped pork fritters.
That sounds like, what's that disgusting stuff that your boyfriend claims to love from New Jersey?
Spackle. What's that?
Spackle? Is that what it is? Spackle? Is that what it's called?
No. Oh, God. What? My brain is a sieve. Oh, my God.
I don't remember what it's called, but it's disgusting.
Scrapple.
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 No.
Yeah.
Scrapple?
Yeah.
Isn't that Scrapple? Isn't that like a beverage?
Oh, it might be.
I think that's a beverage. And it's not Scrabble. That's a game with words. I don't know. But it's like all the fat
from all the things.
Yeah. It might be Scrapple.
I don't know. Anyways, who's eating that? Like, you should not be eating that.
Right? Ugh. The goal in life is to not eat fry-shaped pork fritters. Right? That is not, like, that is not what one needs to do.
No, that is so disgusting.
Ugh.
Okay. Jeez. Okay, but speaking of something I think you should love and you do not.
Okay.
You, I'm just going to stop recommending things to you.
Okay.
Because all you, you do
don't, I don't like your shows.
You ruined my buzz, and I hate that.
Really? So, you've ruined my evenings for the last week, and I hate that.
Okay, so stop watching it then.
I fall asleep in the middle of it. I wake up on the magic couch going, oh,
okay, God. We're talking, okay, friends of the podcast, we are talking about The Queen's Gambit, which some of you have watched and loved. Lisa, what is your take on it?
Meh. This is what I think. Meh. Or buh. Even, it might even be a buh.
Oh, don't. Buh is worse than meh.
It's worse. Buh is worse than meh. And it might, after, it might be buh. This is what because I keep watching it, because I keep waiting for this great show that everybody, 67 million viewers, can't be wrong.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay. This is my take on it, right?
Okay.
Girl is orphaned. Girl is addicted. Girl learns to play chess. Girl sees chess moves on the ceiling. Girl wins. Why do I care? Why do we care? Get your addiction under control.
Oh my God.
Why are you popping pills? There's nothing on the ceiling, you crackhead. And move on.
Because she's brilliant.
Yeah, I get that. Then she should do something other. I get that she's brilliant, but meh.
Oh my God.
Only when she's taking the pills. Smarty pants with the pills.
No,
only.
She's good without the pills.
When does that happen? Hasn't happened yet.
Have you finished watching it?
Hi, when she has to run to the bathroom and take a pill so she can, like, see a picture on the wall.
Oh, stop talking.
Oh, I don't get it. No, I'll keep watching it.
No.
It makes me have a really good sleep.
Because it's so exciting for you.
So exciting. Listen, I'm trying.
I loved it. And I think Michelle loved it as well. Did she?
I know.
Michelle loved it. See? Hmm.
I don't know.
Just saying.
This coming from a lady who wants me to watch the movie Up for $6, Michelle does.
Right? Don't be such a tight one.
I'm not watching any shows that you recommend to me until you watch Up. I don't want to watch a cartoon about a man in a balloon. And then I was like, fine, you win, because I really, really, really wanted her to watch Hot Ones. It means a whole lot to me, because
oh my
there's some
God.
Really, really good ones. And I'm like, fine, you win. I voiced movie Up, and it came up saying $4.98. What? And you want me to pay for it? Mm-mm-mm. Game over. No.
You're such a tightwad.
Oh, I tell you, for a movie I'm not even going to like.
Well, I'm not going to recommend this. I'm just simply saying, folks, I'm watching this and it's not for everybody, but I think it's going to be big because it's by Shonda Rhimes, who is famous for Grey's Anatomy. And she wrote Bridgerton, which is based on books by Julia Quinn. It's a book series and it's a period series on Netflix. And I love it. I'm like totally obsessed with it. And it was I had seen it, and then I was pushed to watch it by someone who I work with because they were like, "Oh, Sam, you gotta watch it," and we like the same stuff.
Uh huh.
So,
as in books?
No, as in Netflix stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, "Okay, I'll give it a shot," and I'm addicted to it. I can't wait for the next episode. It's going to be awesome. And I love it. And I'm sorry, Lisa, that not everybody is so high class with news and documentaries.
I say, it's okay. You know who I'm loving right now? I'm really loving Rachel Ray.
The cooking show?
Just her as a personality.
Because she's at home?
I think because she's at home. I think that's a big seller for me.
Oh my God. Because you don't watch Kelly Clarkson anymore.
No, I'm done. I'm over her. But I'm watching Drew Barrymore, right? I PVR Drew Barrymore because Ross is on it.
Yes, Ross.
And you just never know when Ross is going to just pop in.
I know.
So you got to just tape it. But I'm PVRing Rachel Ray because I really enjoy her. I think she has a really good heart.
She does. You didn't know that before.
Well, I don't know her. I don't know her very well. No.
Oh my God.
No.
Well, you're going to have to PVR a lot of stuff because you're about to go back to work.
I know, right? Starting on Tuesday, back to work.
What?
Look who's back. Back again. Right?
Oh, dear.
I tell ya. Right? I tell ya.
Okay, but speaking of monolithic things.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that the Buckingham Palace is 15 times bigger than the White House?
Wow, that's really big, hey?
Yeah, that's really big. Because I've seen the White House, and it's not that big.
it's White House is a good size.
Yeah, the Buckingham Palace features 775 rooms, while the White House has only 132.
Wow, hey? Oh, my girl, the queen, she's got a lot of rooms.
Well, do you think she's been in every one of them, though? Like, that's a lot of rooms, man.
There's no way. Why would you bother?
So let's talk the crown then, because in the crown, like,
she only goes to four rooms.
People in the family get wings of.
Yes, they get their own wings.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. So not necessarily do the two meet.
No, like, I think lots of times not do the two meet. Like right now, for example, I think with like Prince Andrew, he probably has like the crown, a wing in the dungeon. Right? And I bet you he doesn't cross paths with many people anymore.
No.
I think they keep him shackled.
I think they do.
And every 6 months they take a picture of him so the world knows that he's still alive. But I think he's like old school royalty right now.
Yes.
I think he's living the old school world.
Nobody gets to see you.
Nobody gets to see you, right? You blue, right? Nobody sees you anymore, right? You're just shackled in the dungeon.
Okay, so how do you feel about Meghan and Harry putting Archie onto their podcast?
Whatever. I mean, you know what? Like, they're doing it because probably to see, more people would be so interested. It's not here's the thing, Samantha. It's not Archie's podcast. He says one word. He's 18 months old. He says fun, fun, fun. Right? He might know puppy or cookie or something, right?
Hopefully mama and dada.
Like, what my thing is that I think that she can probably pull off a podcast. He is super dry. Right? He's super dry. And I'm like, I listened to a bit, like, just like on Entertainment Tonight or whatever. And I'm like, no, even bringing little Archie on, still not selling me.
Uh-oh.
No.
Well. No. We got paid a lot of money.
Why are you doing our podcast? Get off. But stop. Not everybody can do a podcast, Prince Harry.
And some people say that about us.
I know, right? Right? Well, maybe that's what's missing is the token baby.
Aw. Right? Well, let's not.
I don't know. No, let's not, right? Definitely let's not.
We'll
continue our podcast with it. Baby free.
Yes. Okay.
That's what we're going to do. Okay, but listen. Listen, listen, listen. This is bigger news than Archie saying two words.
Okay.
This, Samantha, is big news for the Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe.
Woohoo!
Uh-huh. It is a new item. New item alert. New item alert. New item alert.
God.
You ready? This is going to blow your friggin' mind.
Drum roll, please.
Yeah, if I had one, you would get one right now. You ready for this? Cabbage roll bites. Bites of cabbage rolls. So baby cabbage rolls. Baby cabbage, do-do-do-do-do-do, like that. Just little cabbage you put on the fork. Oh,
dear God.
All in one. Just like, and they're just served on a little plate, just little bites. You get it? I'm not sure why I'm not seeing the excitement or hearing.
Because it's a cabbage bites. Roll. It's a cabbage roll.
But it's bites of them.
Okay.
Dunk it in a little bit of sour cream. Have a little bit of Worcestershire sauce.
With a cabbage roll?
In my world, yes, you do.
You're a monster.
It adds flavor. That's by Leah and Perrins, I'll have you know. It's been okayed by the queen.
Cabbage rolls should be served. No, cabbage rolls should be served with tomato soup. Like a tomato saucy soup thing.
I agree.
Yes, but not. You don't serve cabbage rolls with like sour cream.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Where have you been?
I'm the one with the heritage.
Hi. They're not. They don't just belong to you, right? You will not be in charge of this dish. I will be.
Oh, my God.
Right? bites, just bites. So it's like, right. like mini donuts, okay. but for a cabbage roll.
All right.
Right? Because how so popular excited. Are the mini donuts everywhere? Super popular.
So now you're going to do mini cabbage roll bites. Yum.
Mini cabbage roll bites with the fork in the restaurant, like an appetizer.
Yes. Okay. So my question would be then is where the hell did you see this? Because this cannot be coming from you.
Yeah, I swear to God, it came from me. I swear to God. I swear to God, I'm not like, you can tell, right? You can even see me, right? Because you can see my face because you and I see each other while we do this. Oh, I swear God. To God, it came from me. I saw a recipe for cabbage rolls and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, imagine cabbage roll bites. And then I was like, for the Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe, boom, yes, and Bob's your uncle. Right? That's all from me. Isn't all that right. crazy?
If there's anybody out there that can somehow manage a cabbage roll bite.
A bite.
Put it on the Facebook.
A bite. If you can make one and put it on the Facebook, we're looking to tear a hit out.
Oh my God.
Isn't that so crazy?
That is so crazy.
That came from me.
I know. Surprise.
Totally all me. I know, Surprise. Right? Totally all me. Okay, listen. This is something that made me contemplate my youth.
Oh, dear.
And all things that I grew up thinking were important in life.
Okay.
According to designers, the formal good room is being kicked to the curb because the new theory is that every room needs an everyday purpose. So my poor mother, rest in peace, Wendy McIntyre, would shudder. She'd be shudder. She'd shudder at the thought of a home, a beautiful home with no good room. What is this I hear? Like if my mom ever came back to Earth, yes. I tell you, that'll keep her away forever because there's a good room up in heaven.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right? Because it's vacuumed and it's not walked in.
And it's peach and turquoise.
It's Christmas. and it's Navajo and turquoise and teal for sure. I hope the colors maybe have been updated.
Oh
but
my God!
It all depends if you go during the time period. I don't know.
Yeah. Well.
Right? Could it, right? It all could be back. But who's getting rid of the good room?
Because it has to be functional. Nobody has a good room anymore. It's just one big family room. It's open concept. It's everywhere and everywhere all the time.
Like speechless. Like, what do you mean? There's no good room. Where do you go on Christmas?
To the living room, which is the all-time room, which is the everything room. It's the everything room.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yep. That's what's happening.
I think if we're kicking the good room, I'm with my mother on this, right? You can't kick the good room to the curb.
You don't have a good room. Why do you care?
Well, if I did, if I had a place, I would have a good room if that was an option, right? Make it a good room, please.
Okay.
Right? And we'll sit in there on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
And that's it.
That's it. Maybe Easter Sunday. Maybe. But not if it's just the four of us.
No.
Only if we have company.
Exactly.
Exactly. Hey, what's a chimichanga?
I'm not sure.
Do you think it's something that I would like?
No.
Is it mushy?
No. Well, I think it has like meat and cheese.
Well, I like meat and cheese.
It could be spicy.
I'm learning to eat spice.
Oh, no, you're not.
I bought a new barbecue sauce, and it's called Carolina, and it's vinegary. And you start with vinegar, that starts with the spice. My tongue's in workout mode. It's being worked out right now.
Oh, my God. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah. No, it's not. Yeah. I'll tell you, it's no Diana sauce.
How did those meatballs go without the Diana sauce?
You know what? Sad to say, not well, like they were fine. They were edible, but, it was not the Diana sauce. Huh? No, but I noticed there's another bag of them in the freezer.
Oh dear.
Somebody didn't hate them as much as somebody else did apparently. And there is another jar of the, Carolina barbecue sauce.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Off right? you go to the races.
So apparently we love it. Apparently it was a big hit.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
You know how we call what we women wear a bra?
Yes.
And it's like, it's not bras, it's just bra.
bra.
Why do we say panties? Why don't we just say panty? Why
that
is there
a
always
question,
a why is there
that
a plural?
Was that the question that Caroline asked on the Facebook?
Oh, potentially, yes.
I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Why is that?
I don't know. Why are, like, bra?
Bra.
But there's essentially two of them.
Right.
That you must fit into the bra.
Yes.
So why isn't it called a bras?
I don't know why it's not
see,
a bras.
See, it sounds weird. It sounds weird, it's, right?
Sounds not weird. Very couth.
It does. Yes, you're right, Lisa. It doesn't sound couth.
It does not sound couth. It sounds uncouth.
It sounds uncouth. But yet we say, I mean, when we say panty, but really we don't. We say panties.
We say
underwear.
Underwear.
Or if you're from Saskatchewan, you say gitch.
I hate that. See, that's so horrible.
Here's the saying. Don't get your gitch in a knot.
You know what? I don't like panties either. I think that that's kind of creepy. Kind of sounds like nails on a chalkboard to me. I think I like underwear.
Underwear.
Yeah.
It does. Underwear sounds a lot better.
Sounds functional.
Functional.
Right?
But it you doesn't know. Really, we don't solve the problem of why do you call a bra just a bra? Why don't you call a bra? It's like you have more than one bra.
But if it's a sports bra, no, it's still just a sports bra.
No, it still starts a sports bra.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is even a sports bra.
Even brassiere is just brassiere.
Yes.
I don't know. That's kind of a crazy question.
Huh. Good one. Good question, Caroline.
Good question, Caroline. Sometimes she thinks of those things, eh? Okay. Here's something I came across in my travels this week. A peanut butter pump. So apparently what it does is it cuts out the need for the knife. Do we need a peanut butter pump? Do we need to put peanut butter in our pump?
No.
Right? Like, are we that lazy we can't spread anymore? like, is that what that's saying? Because...
And the pump doesn't get, like, clogged up? Because peanut butter is not exactly what you call liquidy.
It's a special pump. It's a special peanut butter pump. Right? It's not like your soap pump.
I don't know.
Right?
I'm going to say no.
I think we should be okay with spreading the peanut butter on the bread. I don't think it's that much. I don't think it's that time consuming.
Lisa, we have things locking car doors, houses, changing temperatures from a phone.
I know.
You're surprised about a peanut butter pump?
Sometimes I'm just like, why can't we just like... Just, you know, turn the jar lid and put the knife in. Take your finger, have a little taste. Do you do that when you have the peanut butter?
No.
You don't? Even though you live by yourself, you don't?
No.
Are you just saying that?
No.
I do every single time. I go to use peanut butter, I have a little sample taste on my finger. I don't know why.
I do not. No.
I don't know why, but I always do.
I don't know.
Right? And that's not very classy.
No.
It's not super classy. But
stick that dirty finger into your peanut butter.
Right? Just like not like just like just the tip. And then just
Oh
my God. Okay. Guess what? I've been saying that for my breakfast, I wanted muffins, even though I know we're not supposed to eat muffins because muffins are horrible. Mm-hmm. But I figure if I cut out something else just as horrible, I could maybe introduce a muffin back for breakfast, right? So I said to Mike, he was going to get groceries. I said, if you happen to see just the little ones, not the mini, but just like the little, not the big ones, but just the normal size muffins. I think, especially going back to work, right? I'll just have one of those in the morning, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, you would think after 20 years that my husband would have some inkling as to what flavors I might like. And don't get me wrong. I like chocolate. But I don't, nor have I ever eaten a double chocolate chip muffin.
Yeah.
He's like, the choices were carrot,
oh,
bran, or lemon poppy seed.
Carrot
or
lemon.
And you the double chocolate chip muffin that I've never had before in my life because it's a muffin. And I still like to think in my mind that muffins are healthy.
Yes.
Right? So I don't think of like double chocolate chip. That's what he bought.
Huh. It's disappointing.
Yeah. And six to go.
You got a lot of muffins to deal with.
Ugh. I'm like, what have you done? He's like, well, think of it as chocolate cake. That's fine. But then I don't think of it quite as my breakfast.
No, because that's too sweet.
It's too sweet, right? God.
Okay.
Can't win.
Well, okay. So let's talk about choices here.
Okay.
I got a little game, kind of like a this or that, or that guy or this guy.
Okay.
Richie, Potsy, or Ralph Melf?
Ooh, Potsy.
I'm going to go Richie.
You're going Richie?
Yeah.
You're going with the ginger?
Yeah. I like Richie.
As opposed to the velvet glove or the velvet voice or whatever he was called, Potsy?
Potsy. Brandon, David, Steve, or Dylan?
Okay, what years? Early years, later years?
I have no idea because I don't even know who these people are.
They're from 90210.
Oh, dear God.
Hi. How do you not know Brandon, David, Steve, or Dylan?
I haven't watched
90210. Right?
Okay. For me, Dylan.
For me, David. In the close cut hair days. I always like a Brian Austin Green.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. I've always enjoyed Dylan.
Well, yeah, I mean that's a given. Everybody enjoys a Dylan.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Furley or Mr. Roper? Oh,
you gotta go Furley hands down. Right? You have to. Although I did just watch a Three's Company on the weekend and Mr. Roper was on it and it was really funny.
Mr.
Furley was so funny.
Yeah, both of them were equally funny. Yeah,
they really
but
were.
Mr. Furley is, he's a favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is a tough one. Archie Bunker or George Jefferson?
Oh, that is a tough one, hey?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm kind of torn. I'm going to go Archie Bunker.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What about you?
I like a little George Jefferson in my life.
I know, right? He's kind of a cute little man, isn't he?
I like how he dances too.
Right? And how he with his walk.
Yeah, and
Wheezy.
How he walks.
Woo. Yeah. Yeah. Willis, the whole Willis, bit. All like, the neighbors.
Oh,
that was fun.
That
a little something
good.
Different.
Yeah.
Okay, here, I got something for the HHG.
Okay.
Okay. Now, it's not going to quite as good as the real thing, but you know what? In a pinch, might give her the feeling. There is a rosé wine water enhancer, like a squirt bottle that you put into your water that tastes like rosé wine.
But it's not alcoholic.
No, it's not alcoholic.
It's just the taste.
It's the taste.
What's the point?
Well, I know. What's the point? But still, wouldn't it be kind of nice, like, if in a pinch?
Uh-huh. In a pinch. I'm sure she would enjoy it.
Right? Like, oh, I'm feeling like wine, but it's like 10 and I'm at work. I could put this in my water. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. That's good for her.
Yeah.
For sure.
Always thinking of her.
Uh-huh. So how do you like your chocolate milk? With Snickers or with a Twix?
No, I like it with just the chocolate. Are you serious?
Yes.
No. Why? Why do we do that?
You
why
know
do we
what?
Gotta do
that? This is the sign of the times. We hate the fact that they are just taking the regular stuff that we...
And adding shit to it.
Yes. It's like, oh my God, could you make it any sweeter? Yep, you could. Snickers and Twix.
Oh. That just hurts.
It's not even the fact that I go and find chocolate milk because I don't. But the idea is that you keep messing with stuff, people.
I never ever had drink chocolate milk either. But every now and then, Mike will bring home a chocolate milk and I'll just want like a small little glass because just like, you know, it's like it takes you back, right?
Yeah.
I don't want it to like hurt my fake teeth.
Like, I just think you are giving people so many options for things.
Oh,
it
too
is
much.
They're going to be overloaded and they're just going to melt. They're going to melt down in the milk aisle about chocolate milk.
That's the problem with society, right? Is because we're giving people too many choices.
Exactly.
It's too hard. How do you make up your mind? How do you decide? How do you even make a grocery list when you don't even know before it was just milk or chocolate milk?
Oh my God. And don't like the potato chip aisle. There's so many different kinds of potato chips. It's like, are you kidding me?
Like, how do you decide?
It should just be all dressed, ketchup, sour cream and onion, dill pickle, regular, call you, catch it later. Oh, a barbecue.
Like,
today,
like today's
it.
Today's 18-year-old kid can't even decide whether or not they want to pull their pants up, let alone what I want in my chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much. They're going to be overloaded and they won't be able to make any decisions and nothing will ever get done because they won't know how to make a decision because there's too many choices. Really, just let's narrow it back down.
Got to narrow it down. Got to narrow it back down. Unless it comes to this dish. This is a new dish that I think sounds delicious. Okay. Cranberry cream cheese dip.
Like cream cheese dip?
Yeah.
So it's just cranberries in a cream cheese. Is basically what you're saying.
It's what I'm saying. Because you know what? We need more dishes with the cranberries.
Yes, we do.
Samantha, do you know that I ate leftovers for 4 days, 2 times a day, solely because of the cranberries?
Of course. Because it was all of the cranberry.
Excuse me. I had a sneeze. And I'm just saying that because sometimes I sneeze a lot of times in a row.
Okay.
Just saying.
Watch out, folks.
Hopefully now's not the time.
Good thing she's by herself. She could have the corona.
Well, just me and my home. Right? But I just love cranberries so much.
I know, Lisa.
Right?
You'll eat turkey like it's no tomorrow as long as there's a bowl of cranberries with you.
Tell me about it. And speaking of turkey, guess what? I made my 2 turkeys. So I texted, you were able to text the Butterball helpline.
Oh, okay.
So let me share this story with you. Okay. So I texted them to find out about the 2 turkeys, right? Because remember, I wanted to know, what's the deal, right? 2 turkeys, what do I got to do? Okay. Uh-huh. They got back to me in pretty decent time. And they told me, you know, you can do 2 at the same time, blah, 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 blah. Well, it's like the GPS, right? I thought, what if they're lying to me?
Oh, my God.
What if
what would benefit them to lie to you?
What if they're not being truthful?
Of course they would be.
So I kept texting them.
Oh, my God. Did they hate you?
They stopped answering. And then I had my sister in BC send them a text. And my sister Linda's like, what am I doing? I'm like, just do it. Just do as I ask. Don't question it.
Oh, my God.
Right? Turns out that their information was correct.
Oh, my God.
And I made the best 2 turkeys I've ever, ever, ever made. Ever.
Because it came out of a box.
And then what was funny, like it was moist. It didn't taste like, you know, sometimes it wasn't like popcorn fart turkey.
Yeah.
And then what was funny is I was sharing it with the HHG and I was explaining to her how great the turkeys were. And then she was telling me about how she made a turkey out of the box. Worst turkey I've ever had in my life. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm thinking here, I like created a masterpiece. And she's like, it sucked. I like real turkey. I was a horrible turkey. Who cooks that turkey?
This you girl, do. Yeah,
she
you
cooks
do.
Too. Mm-hmm. I cook too.
Oh my God.
I know, okay. I stalked them and then they stopped answering.
Yes.
Whatever.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
So Samantha, right? We're going into 2021 tomorrow at midnight.
Yes.
Here's my question for you. Mm-hmm. Did we need a new variant of the COVID to come join us?
Apparently, we needed more fun. In
what is this bullshit I'm hearing? Like, yes. Really? Like just like we don't have the first one under control.
No. And the second, this new version is actually worse, apparently.
Well, but it's funny how they try to downplay it. They try to say, it's more contagious, but it doesn't appear to be any more lethal. Well, hi, that's an oxymoron. More people are going to catch it, which means more people will die.
Yes, because people are dying from the coronavirus.
Right? Oh, I'm like, do we need that? Like, did we need this to pop up?
No.
At the end, at the back end of 2020?
Yeah, no.
I don't know. I'm kind of mad at it. Yeah. Kind of pissed.
I think we should be pissed.
Right? Like, I'm done. I want to wake up on 2021, the virus to be over, masks to be retired.
Yeah.
And we move on.
And right? We're done.
And you and I go out and have breakfast on our next day off together. That's what I want. Right?
Yep.
You know? Good God.
It's not good, man. It's not good.
It's not cool. I'm not cool with this.
Well, and we shouldn't be. No. We haven't even got the vaccine yet, so.
No, exactly. Right?
Let's see where that goes.
Let's usher in a new one.
Okay. I was thinking, though, like, since we're going into 2021 and, you know, the year that we've had, is it time to revamp the squad?
Oh, this is such a touchy question.
Yeah, you know.
Why?
I think there are a few people that maybe needed to be, we need to usher in some new and take out some old dirt.
Whenever you bring this topic up, it makes me think, God, we're not going to agree. And you and I probably won't be in the same squad.
Right? Oh my God, squads. That's what we can do. We can have Lisa's squad, which is all people that nobody knows, or we can have Sam's squad with all the fun people.
All right. Shut your mouth and tell me what you're thinking. Good God.
I think we need to have Kelly and Ryan because they're just fun.
Yes.
I think for sure. Right?
Okay, I'm fine.
Good I still enjoy a Melissa McCarthy.
Yes.
I still feel like she needs to be here. Okay. I think.
Can we bring Kristen Wiig?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I just watched Bridesmaids again, actually.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun. She's needing some new friends.
Okay, Kristen Wiig. And then who else could we include? Who makes me laugh?
Who are you taking out?
I think we're going to take out Adele, and she hasn't done anything for a while. I think we need to take out Oprah.
Why are we taking out Oprah?
Because Oprah hasn't done anything for us. And she has bad TV on her own network. Oh, right. Which, by the way, Oprah. She sold it. That's why there's no content anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Get Oprah. I'm mad at Oprah. Oprah's gone.
So Oprah's gone. I think we need to, because this is the Lisa Let's and bring Sam
Hoda.
Squad.
Can we get Hoda?
Oh, I would take Hoda.
We could take Hoda.
I like Hoda. Hoda. But I'm kicking out Anne Murray.
No.
And I'm kicking out the queen.
You're not kicking out my two people. How come? Why do you get to choose? Why? The queen's 92. You know what? She's going to kick herself out soon enough. So until that happens, Samantha, she's in.
She could live another 10 years.
She could.
Her mother lived to 104.
Yeah. And we're keeping Jan Arden. We're keeping the queen.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
Then I think there's a Lisa squad and a Sam squad.
You just said, I'm the one who just revamped the whole squad. I said Kristen Wiig.
No. Who did you say that to? I want to take out some people. Well, then the squad needs to get bigger because...
Are you naming? You haven't named anybody that exciting, but yet you're so quick to take my people out.
I just said Kelly and Ryan. You said Hoda. We agreed on Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
We're taking out Pink. We're taking out Adele.
You're taking out Pink?
Yeah, I'm taking out Pink.
Well, that's kind of ballsy.
I think she needs to produce some new music.
Really? What about Dolly Parton? Did we officially put her in?
Oh, I like Dolly Parton. She's fun. Oh. She does stuff. She's like Dolly out
staying?
And about.
Yeah. Dolly's staying in the group?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
The best that I will do is we can temporarily retire Anne Murray and the Queen, but they're still the figureheads. They're still at the top. They're still in. They're just not always going to all the events with us.
Fine.
Right? Because they're going to pick and choose what they want to do.
Okay.
So you can have two substitutions. So when those two don't want to come, so when Anne Murray and the Queen say we're too busy, or we just want to stand and watch the telly, then you can pick somebody else.
Okay, I'm gonna think about that.
Okay, you can let me know next week.
I'll let you know next week.
You can get back to me on that. That's the best I'm gonna do.
Okay.
And it can't be Michael Bublé.
No.
No.
No. Okay.
It can't be him. Okay.
Lisa.
Samantha.
It's almost 2021.
I know. I think we've talked a long time tonight. I think it's almost 2021 tonight.
Yeah, I think so. It's not. But yes, the year in review.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, the ugly, and finally, the funny.
There you go. All right.
Lisa, would you like to start? What's good for you? What did you find good about 2020?
Samantha, right? Our interviews with Jan and Ron. Those were good.
Yeah, those were good.
That was hard work paid off. Right? Hard work paid off.
Ron was a little easier.
Ron was a little easier, but he's also a bit of a friend. So he is kind of have a history. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you?
That was fun. Well, for me, I mean, it was when you mentioned, you know, Jan and Ron, I thought, yeah, for podcasting. But like personally, it was kind of fun to go to the lake twice in the summer. But really, honestly, the August long weekend that we always go up, that was like the hottest.
It was the hottest.
It was awesome.
But I still think I want to do 2 weeks again.
No, I'm not doing 2 weeks.
Well, I think we need one long week and a short weekend in July.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I enjoyed that.
Yes. It was fun.
It was good times. You're right. You're right. That was a lot of fun. We can still get along when we need to.
So right? apparently we can.
Yeah. You know what else I think for the podcast, which was really good, is that despite the COVID, we never missed a week. We actually even did some extra episodes.
I know.
We're like the mailman, hey?
We are like the mailman.
I swear to God, I'm sure we're the only, we must be the only podcast that doesn't miss a week. I don't think there's a ton of us out there.
No.
And that's okay. You know what? Because we, you know what? Our friends, the podcast, are important and they look forward to hearing us.
This is true.
And I look forward to doing it.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Me too.
We keep up. What about the bad, Samantha? What do you got for the bad?
I waited too long to get a haircut and then I just got used to ugly. And then when I finally got my haircut done, all I thought was, oh my God, I waited too long. I waited too long.
Because here's the thing, right? Is I never got used to you being ugly.
Oh, shut right? up.
I never got used to it. I'm like, come on, snap out of it. Right? What are you doing? Why are you ugly still?
Because I just couldn't be bothered.
I know, right? I know. But it was tough times. It was tough times.
Tough times.
You know? I missed, you know, the bad, I think, was like not being able to go out. Like, we always, like, would go out and have a meal or have breakfast on our days off and stuff. That's true. I missed things like that. Mm-hmm. Right? I missed eating in 2020. Right?
Eating normally, yes.
Yes, I missed that. Yeah.
Okay. What about the ugly?
The ugly? You know what? This was really kind of an ugly, again, it's an ugly thing for you, not for me. Your denial over who the Skip-Bo champ was.
Okay, it was me.
It was not you, it was me.
You're
remember
not
when
the
I
ultimate
won the championship?
Champion.
I was the ultimate
winning
champion.
The last two games of 8 games does not make you the champion.
When you declare these two games are for the ultimate championship,
you
it makes
declared
you the
it.
Champion.
I did not agree with it. And
I'm
honestly,
just
you just are a bad loser. That's all I'm saying.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And I think your mini meltdowns about do we have to have this much bacon? That was kind of a little ugly. Remember you didn't remember, right?
Because every day you wanted bacon and I was done.
Because I'm on vacation. I eat bacon once a year.
Then you make the bacon. You eat the bacon.
I know. I love the bacon. The bacon is my favorite vacation food.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was not excited about that.
I know, right? I know you weren't, right? You're all kind of a little bit pissy at times about the bacon.
Oh, God. Shut up. Anyways, and we survived 2 trips to the lake, so that was pretty fun.
Yes. Right? That was part of the funny.
But the ugly was Lisa's delusion over the Skip-Bo and Monopoly winner, which was not me.
There was no winner, actually.
Yes. I collected
there was
the
no
most.
Winner.
I collected the most.
We never counted, so you don't know what I
oh
had hidden.
Oh, my God. Stop talking.
You don't even know what I had hidden. Right? What about the
anything.
Funny? What did you have for the funny? What was your funnies?
I think your constant chatter about the fact that you think you can cook, because it was almost like the same idea of like the fact that you think you can catch tuna and be forged in fire, which you cannot.
Because I'm all in with these things,
yes,
hey?
Yes, and you're insistent that we have new things for the Boom Baby Bakery that doesn't exist.
Cabbage roll bites.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
I agree. I think that I have really enjoyed the progress we've made with the Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe this year.
No progress for something that doesn't exist.
You know, I've enjoyed catching up with the Dirty Hippie this year.
Yes, that was fun.
Right? Facebook Tuesday.
Oh, yes, because it's growing popularity.
That's getting a little crazy. This yes. week, again, I saw new names I've never seen before. Yes. I'm like, I love that so much. you know, just and like our fun, I always enjoy our fun stuff that we do with the HHG. Like when we go out with the HHG, we always have a little bit of fun with that.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I think we've made the best out of a bad situation this year.
Uh-huh. Right? You know what? I think there's a bad thing for me. What? I just thought of it.
Tell me.
Monday Facebook.
Well, no, some, you know what? You are getting a solid, like, 7-8 thumbs up. I remember when you would get, like, 1 and 2, so it's growing, my friend. It's growing.
I just, you know, I hit it 1 week, and I was just like, yeah, and then it was like,
I liked it. I like it because I just take that and paste it on over to Instagram.
I know.
And you know what? I'll let you know this. Shauna Foster from C95 always likes your Monday.
Aw, see? Yeah.
She doesn't know it's yours. She thinks it's mine, but...
That's who we can add to the squad.
Yes, let's bring her. Let's hook up a visit with Shauna.
Shauna Foster.
Right? She'll be so excited to know that she can do it from home.
This is true.
Right? You know? I think that's something fun for the new year, right? Is just to do some more interviews. I think we've had some fun with some people.
Yes. Yes. Right?
I'm secretly stalking people. I'm not telling you who until I get a hit.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stay
tuned. I hope in the new year at some point we'll be able to talk to Mouse and Weens again. That was really fun.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, they were a good time.
I hope we will too.
Mm-hmm. So Samantha. I think the whole year has been kind of fun. I think considering the weirdness of the pandemic and.
I think we've done okay.
I
like to think we've made some people laugh.
Yeah. Lisa, you got to stop talking about your hair.
I know I made one person really unhappy. Whatev.
And I just talked about my hair.
I know, right? Yeah, the thing is that you talked about your hair just as much as I did.
I didn't because I don't care about my... I mean, I cared, but I couldn't do anything about it. So why did I didn't have to talk about it.
But again, at the end of the day, during the pandemic, when I wasn't working, that was my main concern. Oh my God, my hair. I just had an appointment that was supposed to happen one day after the pandemic started.
And that's all you talked about.
Because that's all I thought about. That's all I cared about. Mm-hmm. So I can't help it that my life is so boring that it's only about my hair.
Well, this is true, right?
That's how it was during those times.
When you're stuck in your house, there's not much to do.
There's only so much, right? There's only so much, Samantha.
All right. Know. Well, year in review. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Good times. We're like going to continue.
It was a solid 8, I think.
I think an 8. I'll give us an 8.
Yeah. Solid yeah. 8, I think.
Right. We got room for improvement. We know
for
that.
For sure. Yeah.
You know?
But
so
not bad.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned, friends.
All right. Lisa, do you have an I shake my head for this week?
I do. You know what? I shake my head at olives.
What?
Yeah, olives. Because why do some have pits and some have pimentos?
Because they've been taken out.
The pits ones?
Yes. And then they put the pimentos inside and that's how you eat them.
It's not born with a pimento?
No, it's not.
Serious?
Oh,
it's really. I thought it was born with a pimento.
No. Oh my God.
I didn't know that. Who invented the pimento?
I don't know. Someone who.
But it's not born with a pimento.
No, because the olive is born with a pit inside, and then
every olive.
Yes.
Now I really am shaking my head at the olives.
God, it grows on a tree.
I knew that. I just didn't understand how come some had pimentos and some had pits.
Oh, my God. And some are stuffed with garlic. Do you think that they were born like that as well?
I never thought about that.
You never thought about that one. Okay.
I just only thought about the green ones and the oily ones that you like in the can.
Oh, my God. Seriously. Yeah.
Huh. I shake my head. What about you?
I think I'm getting old.
Yeah, you are.
I keep forgetting to take stuff to work. And I'm just like, seriously?
Because you don't set your stuff out the night before.
I know.
So this is what you need to do, Samantha. When you come home from work, whatever you know you need to do for work the next day, just get it out of the way. Instead, you fall asleep on the couch.
Yep.
And then you go to bed. And then in the morning, you don't wake up in time and you're rushed.
Thank you for diagnosing my problem, Dr. Lisa.
Well, I think I know you really, really well, so I feel I can diagnose. I feel I have insight into your issue, right? So just take your, just put your stuff aside.
Oh my God, stop it.
I'm just saying.
Stop it.
Oh, Samantha.
Stop it.
Come on.
Shake your head at yourself. God damn it.
And at the pimento.
And the pimento. I can't believe that. Oh, okay. Anyways,
moving on,
folks.
Believe it.
Okay. Topic for next week is the topic we were going to do this week, but Lisa couldn't figure it out. So we just did something else because, you know, it takes her a moment. What are our other selves doing in their parallel universe? Now that she understands, folks, get ready.
Thanks to Andrea.
Thanks. Oh my God. Oh my God. That was the best.
Yes. She was on fire.
She was on fire.
Right? She was on fire. And I'm like, oh my God, I get it. Right?
Oh my God. It was so much fun.
Yeah. That's the beauty of Andrea, right?
That is, because she's so great at explaining.
She can take it from so smart and just dumb it right down to Lisa. And I'm like, I got it now. She's like, this? No. This? No. No. Yes, 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 yes. Finally, yes, I got it.
Oh, God. Where was that exchange? It was on Facebook.
It was on Facebook.
Where was it, part of last week's stuff?
No, I think it was part of this week, because last week we said we were going to do it on the topic. I want to say it happened around Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If you guys find it, it's hilarious. Like,
it was really funny.
The way that Andrea, like the levels that she takes to explain a parallel universe to Lisa.
She's a smart gal.
It's pretty classic.
With some patience.
Yeah. Oh, that she has. That I know.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for us, folks. I'm going to say thank you to John. As always, he is helping us record our podcast. He's fantastic. And I'm not just saying that.
He's good at what he does.
He's fantastic. Remember to check out our social media, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
Facebook.
Oh, sorry. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's, because you guys are going to get this on New Year's. So
you're going to get this on New Year's Day. And yes. Hopefully everybody's had a great, safe New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And Samantha, anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good, Lisa.
All right. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
This has been a transmission of the Podfix Network. For more about this show and other great Podfix programs, go to podfixnetwork.com.
Please tell me that you don't think olives actually came with pimentos in them.
I did.
Oh, my goodness.
I did. Okay. That's not even a fake. That was real.
Okay, so should we stop recording?
No, not yet. One of my classy drinks that I like to go and order is a dirty martini with a olive stuffed with blue cheese.
Oh.
Would you thought the blue cheese came in the olive too?
I never thought about anything other than the green olive.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't thought further.